Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shaletta is here. She is on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. First of all, I owe you an apology.
For what this time?
Well, I barely was on my phone yesterday. And you sent me a very nice happy Thanksgiving, and you included me in some of the normal nonsense on Twitter, and I did not respond.
You didn't. I saw that. Oh, yeah, I noticed that. That was the first topic of conversation today. What was the deal with that?
Yeah, I'm sure it was a topic throughout Cottage Grove that they could not get enough. Why was the dopey afternoon show host not participating? I actually stayed away from my phone most of the afternoon. So it was a little bit different. I was twitching a little bit, wanting to go to my phone often.
I thought about it for like a second.
I was like,
I'm going to stay away from social media. I'm going to spend time with my family and my kids. And then it lasted probably about 4 seconds. And then I was, you know, jumping into the conversation. You know who really got me? Blois Olson, because he threatened to come to my house and use my bathroom. And so I just jumped right in, both feet. Yeah, that's what happened. So,
of all of us that you know here at CCR Radio, of all of us that you know at CCR Radio, if you had to, and I repeat, you don't have any choice, if you had to allow one of us,
like my kids, to use on the line.
Yes. Well, I'm gonna say for you, two of them, because I don't think you'd do it for one. two of the kids' lives on the line. Anybody who works at CCO, and they get to use the bathroom, who is it?
The dude pressing the buttons right now. It would be
Jonathan Lowe.
The only person I would allow in my house to use the bathroom. If you were talking about taking two of my kids, like the social worker who usually comes by to, you know, check out the claims that people file against me, if she was really going to take two of the kids and she said, well, you got to let somebody at CCO use the restroom at your house, it would be Jonathan.
No.
Jonathan has excellent hand washing techniques. I'm not going to tell you how I know. I'm just going to tell you.
Hold on a second here. What is that?
I'm not going to tell you. I can't.
Yes,
tell you.
Yes, you are.
Because Kim Barlin would have to get involved. I'm just going to tell you that I know for a fact that Jonathan Lowe has excellent hand washing techniques.
This story just got very interesting. Lowe, you want to respond with your very clean hands right now?
So first of all,
push that on button.
First of all,
give us the scoop here.
I am honored. I am honored that I am the only person at this entire station on this entire block that could be deemed worthy of using Shaletta's bathroom at her home. Secondly, I don't.
Hey, hold on a second, Donald Trump. I don't think that's the way she phrased it. I think it was, if I'm going to lose two of my kids
were going into foster care.
It wasn't like she said, I'd love to have Jonathan come over.
Okay, then
let's be serious.
Let me rephrase that. I'm honored that I would be the one that if you blackmailed Shaletta and forced her to lose her kids, I would be the one that could use her bathroom. Secondly, on the hand wash, I don't know. I don't brag about this, but my technique is so well honored and well fashioned. I have a YouTube channel for washing hands. It's called Lowdown Washing. right there.
Oh my God.
Talk, YouTube channel.
You better talk to him. Jonathan is not playing around about hand washing. And I know that he is probably the cleanest person at the station.
Nope.
After me.
Nope. That is not true.
Number one,
you're the cleanest person by far at the station.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Number two,
she was COVID before COVID was COVID. So
let's
be honest.
Business life, career life, and home life are a little bit different. So
really?
I'm not going to put myself up to that standard.
Okay, see, I don't know you like I thought. Now, see, this scares me because, you know, you got friends at work and they have neat desks and they take the Clorox wipes and they wipe off the phone and the board and everything. And then you look in the car and the car's junky. You know, or you get to the house and the house is clean, but the desk is junky. See, I need some consistency across the board. Now, so my house is clean. My desk is clean. My car is clean. Chad?
It is. I mean, trust me. I occasionally was allowed up there to grab a cough drop, but Jonathan, I had to put on a hazmat suit to go up the stairs.
That doesn't surprise me. That does not.
And then
I'm thinking that her coat room is just full of them. You know, instead of coats hanging on hangers or on hooks,
exactly,
it's hazmat suits.
Okay,
exactly.
Now Chad, does your car look like your house and look like your desk?
Desk. Okay, how about this, Jonathan? You just were in my little, I don't even want to call it an office. It's like a closet. It's reasonably clean, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's okay.
It's fairly organized.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So I'm in the office of the house right now, which really is more Quentin's office than mine. It's not clean. I'm just going to say this office, it's not dirty like dust or anything, but it's not organized. The rest of the house, pretty good. Pretty good. The car's good, including the fact that, excuse me, about 6 weeks ago, I ran over Ricky the raccoon.
Oh, my God.
And then I had to have significant work done on the car. I mean, it was like a 77-pound.
You ran over the raccoon?
I know. First time I have run over any animal in my entire life.
Oh, you were long overdue.
Well, don't make me sound that old. I mean, I'm 900.
I didn't know
and it's been 900 years. So the car is really clean now because they had to, you know, match up the paint with everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My purple car, you know, with the S on one side and the B on the other for Shaletta Brundage. It looks very impressive. I could identify some people at the station who aren't clean, but that's probably what get me in trouble.
I think
Lo is telling you he's out.
Well, what's surprising is what he's telling me is that, you know, because he's one of the few people that I see, like, Clorox wiping areas that don't even belong to him. Like, he'll just get to cleaning up at the station and, you know, and his hand washes. So I assumed that his car was clean and his house was as clean as he is at work.
So that's
scary for me.
So here's the thing with my philosophy.
You never know.
Here's the thing with my philosophy. I am at work, so it ain't mine. It ain't mine. I don't own it. It ain't my home. You know, it's not where I live. It's not where I drive. It ain't mine.
Nice team guy you are.
Yes.
I mean, be like me. Show up at all those Oh, that's right.
No,
that's right.
When I'm at home, it's mine. So because it's mine, I can do whatever I want with it.
Oh.
So it's a pig pen at his house is what he's saying. It's just it's
is that why my
slovenly.
Car junkie? Because, like, my husband's work desk is perfect. You know how the house is, okay? I don't have to tell you how the house is. But it's
hermetically sealed.
I just take a trash bag and get the empty water bottles out because it's just so full of stuff. I guess maybe he thinks, like, this is the one place that's mine. She's not coming in. She's not going to try to make me clean up. I can just do whatever I want. Sometimes he just, like, finishes an empty water bottle and he throws it, like, in the back seat. So there's, like, a case of empty water bottles in the back seat of the car. Oh, A&W root beers, candy bar wrappers that he's not allowed to eat around the kids. Just everywhere, all over the car. It's like, dude, you would never know you graduated from medical school in this car.
Can I help you out here?
Please.
That's vodka, and that's what gets him by living with you on a regular basis. Okay. I mean, That's not water. He's got to figure out some way to survive.
And it's so clear liquid. He's on a clear liquid diet.
Exactly. All right, hang on. Shaletta is with us, the host of the Shaletta Show, back on the air tomorrow at 11. We'll return with Shaletta in moments on CCO. Quintessential 1970s tune. That's what we're playing today. We're playing 70s tunes all throughout the afternoon. We're in the middle of Feisty Friday with Shaletta. She is the host of the Shaletta Show, 11 a.m. Now, it's a holiday week.
Yes.
You've been with the kids. You've been with the family. I'm going to say at this point, you don't have a single guest booked for tomorrow's show. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, my God. My show has been booked for a week. I had some extra guests for last week's show and rescheduled them for this Saturday. Yeah, because, you know,
really?
I'm trying to, you know, Dan and Jonathan, they've been praying for me. They've been working with me. They've been trying to get me on the right track. So I'm going to try to fall in line. It was so funny that Jonathan played Rock the Boat because that's all I've been doing since I got there. So I'm going to try to jump in the ship and pick up and, you know, something and try to help row or at least tell you guys how to row. So one of the things that we're going to be talking about tomorrow is this online schooling and how parents are struggling. Yep. And kids are, you know, sad and upset and depressed. And it's just, you know, I'm all in favor of everybody taking a gap year because, every day I think about, like, saying, you know what, this is it. I'm going to call it. We'll just repeat this grade next year because it's so stressful for the children. It's stressful for me. And I'm a stay-at-home parent. You know, literally, I'm at home all day. I can't imagine parents who have to work outside the home or work full-time from home, like really work. Like I'm supposed to be working, but I'm not really doing it. And so, you know, I'm stressed out. And then I stress my husband out, and my kids sense it and feel it, and they're stressed out. 60 Minutes did a story this past Sunday, I believe, where in one Florida district, 40% of the kids are not enrolled. And the parents are talking about how stressful and how difficult this whole process is. They're giving grace to airlines and travelers. They're giving grace to businesses and banks. They're giving no grace to the children in this new educational model. And that has to change.
Well, let me give you some data here to back up because I looked at an editorial in the Trib today. They talk about St. Paul here. About 40% of first quarter grades given to St. Paul Public High School students were Fs. Those failing grades were given, what's that?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, those failing grades were given to about 400, mostly juniors and seniors, for at least one of their courses. Another story in the Tribune talks about the number of schools now completely going to distance learning, including the district where my kids go to school. It is an incredibly difficult situation because there's also data out where the percentage of kids, I repeat, not adults, because we got adults there, but of kids testing positive is low. So then a lot of people are saying, should the kids go to school? The problem is many adults who are teachers, who are administrators, who work there, they're more vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many districts will look at your idea and say, from March of last year until, if we start getting success with the vaccine, we all want that to happen, maybe it's by May or June next year where people are saying we're back to some level of normalcy. So that's now a year and not quite a half, but a year and a quarter where kids who were whatever grades didn't receive the education that really they're entitled to. And by the way, in many districts, they know what that's like every year. So they're going to say, funny,
right.
Now you're
that's,
stepping
that's
up.
That's our reality, where, right.
Yeah, where the hell you been? Will districts follow your idea? I will be curious to watch that. And will those students and will those parents want to do that?
You know, it's just ridiculous. The fact that they are not giving these children any grace whatsoever. They're expecting them to jump on. They're expecting the parents to be paraprofessionals instead of parents and be more like teachers' aides. And that is extremely difficult to do, especially when you have multiple kids. And if you have one child with special needs, it's hard. Having three is almost impossible. I don't understand how they expect to have the same standards for these children as if they were still in the classroom because it is not the same. My son had three Fs. You're talking about Andrew, who's been making straight A's since he was in kindergarten, had three F's. Not because he wasn't passing his test, but he didn't understand how to turn the work in. Had we not gone to the parent-teacher conference, we wouldn't know. They thought, well, Andrew's just being lazy. He's just not turning in his work. And he was like, I am turning in my work. Well, you know what? That was one more button that he didn't press. So he literally had three F's.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She was like, well, I don't understand why he's not doing the work. He's got straight A's on the test. Well, that ought to tell you that something is wrong. They're judging these children, especially in communities of color, based on a certain standard, as if they're in the classroom, as if they're just not turning in their schoolwork, and they're not giving these kids the grace they need, and that's why they're getting F's. How about have some compassion on these children? How about understanding how they feel? They're not able to see their friends. They're not able to play their sports. They're going through a lot right now, just like the adults. Everybody is getting grace. As you start working from home, they give you a learning curve. These kids are not getting a learning curve when it comes to online school. I'm about 50 homework assignments behind on every kid. And you know what I decided? To hell with it. I'm done. I'm going to show up for these Zoom meetings. I'm going to make sure they're present and accounted for. I'm going to make sure they participate in Chad and Jonathan. But after that, when the school day is over, I'm not doing these 50 assignments. I'm not. One flip grid for my daughter who is in first grade. One flip grid had 12 slides on it. My son Daniel, who is in special education, my most severely autistic child, had a video to watch about the presidential election, and afterwards they asked him a question like, what is the definition of a treaty? He's 5 years old.
Yeah.
He has severe autism. Did you really just have us watch this 18-minute video to ask him to explain what a treaty is? That's what they're giving our kids at home. And the parents and the children are tired, and we can't keep up. We got to work together to come up with something else, or we need to just take a gap year. And everybody just cool out, and we ride it out until the vaccine's approved, and we get this thing under control.
One last topic, and then I got to fly here. I saw a number of stories about this leading up to today, and I saw a couple more today. Instead of this being just Black Friday, by Black Friday. You know, we've had more conversations about race, diversity, police reforms, racial profiling. We can go through the long list of names, and certainly number one on that list is what happened with the death of George Floyd in our state, not too far from where all of us are talking right now. Do we think more of that will actually happen this year, or it's a lot of stories and a lot of slogans about it?
Stories and slogans. We've been through this. I'm road weary. The proof will be in the pudding. Until we can actually change some hearts and minds, I think we're just spinning our wheels. The results of the last election, these marches recently, the inability to have a, you know, transfer of power, the lawsuits, the things that they're saying about George Floyd versus the things that they're saying about Kyle Rittenhouse. You know, I want to live in a country where Colin Kaepernick is a hero and Kyle Rittenhouse is a villain and not the other way around. And right now, that's the country we live in.
The Shaletta Show tomorrow at 11 a.m. Enjoy the day. I know you'll be busy, and I'll be listening tomorrow, and as always.
And don't be ignoring me on Twitter again because it won't end well for you.
Who is this? Who is this? I don't know. Trust me. I'm aware.
Ask Blois.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, love you guys.
See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.